Give the Lord a shout of praise in the house this morning. Come on. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Holy is our God. The word says that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, early in the morning, dawning on the first day of the week, came into the tomb. Give me a little more volume here, please. And the word says that as they entered the tomb, as they came close, there was a great earthquake. The earth gets nervous when Jesus touches it. The earth comes alive when Jesus touches it. And the angel of the Lord was there, and the word says he shone like lightning. In other words, he was all lit up. Are you lit up today? No, I mean, are you lit up today? And the angel said, I know who you're looking for. I know who you're seeking. He said, Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. And then I love what he said, because he said, come see. He isn't here anymore. Come see the place where he was laid. He is risen. Give the Lord a shout. Because he is alive, you are alive. You know, in the very beginning of time, the word says that Adam sinned against God. But prior to that, Adam had dominion in the earth. It means the earth couldn't hurt him. But after he sinned, and why did he sin? One reason, he doubted God. The only reason. The only reason you disobey God is because you doubt him. You have to doubt God first before you disobey him. But we are not of those that doubt. We are those that believe. And we believe he is Lord to the glory of God. And we believe this is the greatest season of our lives. Shout, yeah! This is a day to celebrate. This is a day to rejoice. This is a day to give God all the praise and the glory to his name. We can't do it all, but we can give him what we have. The sacrifice God wants is what? Sacrifice you are. Paul said, present yourself a living sacrifice. Holy. How could you do that? And acceptable unto God, which is your worship. So our worship isn't to come before God feeling like we're broken and messed up and struggling. Our presentation of worship is, I'm holy through your blood. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Say that. Come on, say it. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Come on. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. No sin stains me. No devil can find me. Unrighteous flees from me. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Say, I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Come on, come on, I'm redeemed. Sing the thing. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. That's who I am. I am the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. I'm the redeemed by the blood. That's who I am. I am the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. So when Adam disobeyed God, God said, the earth is cursed because of you. It's blessed because of God, but he said it's cursed because of you. Every struggle you have in the earth is because the earth struggles against you. It's the earth struggling against you. Because When God put man in the earth, he said, you have to have dominion over it, because if you don't, it's going to fight you. It's going to war against you. It's going to depress you. It's going to overwhelm you. It's going to make you sweat. Things are going to come out of it that you don't want, that will hurt you, prick you, poke you, cut you, scratch you, make you break out in hives. He said, so you have to have dominion over it. You have to walk in dominion over the earth. Every idea, every battle, every fear, every stress, every strain, every uncertainty is because the earth knew that what God put in it was people of power, people of authority, people of dominion. And that's why God said, let's give them dominion over all the earth, because they're going to have it. They have to have dominion over the earth. And this is how they do it. They just have to trust me that I'm everything. That I'm everything. He isn't all you need. He's all there is. That I'm everything. Just trust me, Adam. And I'll give you dominion over all the earth because I've blessed it. But the earth is a powerful place. It's a strong place. It's a dominionative place. And you have to walk in authority. So just know this. Every battle you've ever had, every bit of stress or strain or uncertainty came because the earth, God warned us from the beginning. He said, you have to stay in dominion over the earth. You came out of it and you have to rule over it. And God gave us that dominion. Say, I have dominion. And when Jesus died on the cross, the moment one drop of his blood touched the soil of the earth, he said, earth, you've lost power over man again. You no longer have authority over him. You really can't cause him any trouble. Now, I know we think it does. And you may think that Diablo, the old devil, causes you problems, but he really can't. Because the moment a drop of the blood of Jesus touched the earth, it lost all control over mankind. We were redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. That means that you can only walk in the blessed favor of the living God. Remember, the gospel we preach is supposed to be declare the year of the Lord's favor. Declare we are the redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And not only are you forgiven, and we are forgiven by the grace of God, the love of God, but Jesus didn't come just because you sinned. He came because God purposed you. He purposed you. And again, if heaven was everything God wanted, if the earth was everything God wanted, if heaven was everything God wanted, he would not have created what? The earth. And if all the angelic beings were all that God wanted, he would have never created you and I. But he did. And then the word says everything he created, he did it for his purpose and to please him. So he created you for his purpose, and he created you to please him. And when we try on our own, we fail. When we say, I'm trying, I'm going to do better, no, you're not. Because the word says it's not by might or by power. It's never going to be by your effort. It's going to be by a revelation. It's a revelation. It's when the Spirit of God touches your mind and you say, hold on a minute, I get it, I can't do it. See, when Adam disobeyed God, when he sinned against him by disobeying him, the earth took dominion of him. And man would fall into the ground, and it was like a seed falling in dead earth. It just couldn't come alive. You can take your seat. So when man died, he could not be resurrected, because in the beginning, God created man not to die, but to have dominion over the earth. And every battle you've ever had, every battle you will ever have, is not because the devil doesn't like you, because it just doesn't matter. It's not because you're doing righteousness, because God blesses you for walking righteously. And righteousness isn't a work. It isn't us doing better. It isn't us doing our best. It's us surrendering our best. It's us surrendering all that we are and saying, God, I get it. I can't do what I'm supposed to do. That's what Jesus said. He said, the law was given, but it was a shadow. It was never really intended to redeem man, but it was a shadow. It was a schoolmaster to tell you, this is the nature of God, but you can't do it on your own. And that's why the Word says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But if that's our focal point, then we doubt the resurrection and we doubt the righteousness of God. The resurrection of Jesus Christ isn't only that He came out of the grave. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is that He made everything alive again. He owed us nothing, but He gave us everything. He owed you nothing. He owed me nothing, but He gave us everything. And He didn't do it because I was good. He didn't do it because you were bad. He did it because He loves what He created, because what He created for His purpose and for His pleasure. And when the blood of Jesus Christ touched the soil of the earth was redeemed also. That means it can't fight against you. It means that every seed of the Word of God that comes into you, if you will believe, what does that mean? I trust what God said is who I am. The moment that you believe, because the blood of Jesus made the soil fertile again, the moment that you believe, everything is possible. Every promise of God. You don't have to fight sin. He that is born of God, the Word says, this is a big one. He that is born of God sinneth not. For the seed of God remains in him. Now, in the natural mind, the Word says the carnal mind is not subject to the laws of God. In other words, you can't fathom that. Being humans, knowing your failures, your faults, your shortcomings, your weakness, that's impossible. So a lot of people want to run from that Word because they feel the weight of obligation rests on them, on you, on us, to be those people. But it doesn't. As a matter of fact, the more weight and responsibility you take to be righteous, the more unrighteous you become. And that's what Paul said. Paul said, the more I tried, the worse I did. And what I wanted to do, I couldn't do. And he said, who will deliver me from this body of sin? So what religion does is it casts that idea over on the devil or on wicked people and say, it's just the devil after me, but he can't find you because where you go by faith. He doesn't have any, so he can't follow you. But the favor of the Lord follows the righteous, and the Word says, I will lead you in the way you will go. You'll hear my voice and my voice alone. You won't hear a stranger. Religion tries to make it easier so we don't lose our congregants. So we can encourage them. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. The only cheering that should be done is not for the people that are trying to be successful in righteousness, but we should cheer on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We should make our shouts unto God. Shout unto God, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. The Word says to be carnally minded is death. I'm going to do better. No, you won't. But if you say I'm going to surrender, you will. I'm going to surrender. I'm going to surrender. I'm going to surrender. Jesus came to take the struggle out of the earth. So every seed that was sown in you, this is earth. Every seed that was sown in you, every word of God would come to fruition. Everything God has ever said, everything you've ever believed, everything you've ever imagined that God was and wanted to do, everything. See, this is an all or a nothing. He didn't come and fix most of it. He didn't come and deliver us from some of it and say, and you do your best and I'll be there to help you. He said, I have given you power and dominion over all the earth. The earth can't struggle against you. Only your doubt can. I love knowing that I am unrighteous in myself because I was called to live, and I know because I can't do it, He has to do it. So my dependence is 100% on God. God, I just believe. I'm never going to do better. I'm going to believe better. I'm going to walk in the righteousness of God. That should be your praise. That should be your testimony. I am the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ, not of works, lest any man should boast. It is the gift of God. I'm free. I'm free. See, Jesus said when a seed is sown, he said it's only stolen when you don't understand what it means. That's why revelation is so important. Revelation is an empower. It's a structural integrity of your mind. It fortifies you not to believe you can do it, but to believe you cannot fail. There's no place in the scripture Jesus ever said, do your best, try your hardest, do better. Isn't that awesome? See, this risen Savior that we sing about, we shout about, we praise about, we do all those things. But do we believe in the fullness? Remember he said, it is finished. And you know what the earth did the moment he did that? It couldn't hold itself together. The moment he said that, it is finished. His blood had already soaked, stained the soil forever. You'll never get the blood of Jesus out of the soil of the earth. You'll never remove it. It will never wash away. But it will wash your sin away. And you know what your sin is? Your sin isn't what you've done. Your sin is that you disbelieve God. All have done things that they shouldn't have done. But the word says everyone that came into the earth, they were stained by sin, by one man, Adam, because he sinned. It wasn't just about what you did. It was about what you did not believe. Jesus is not a name. It's above all name. It's an authority. It's a life. It's life's blood. It's perfect. It's perfect. He is perfect. He perfected forever, the word says. He perfected forever those. You know what the word perfect means? Done. Finished. Complete. When he said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit, his blood touched the earth. The word says that there was a great earthquake, and tombs opened, and dead saints got up and came out. You know why? Because he redeemed us, because we really never do die. I love the way Jesus addressed death. He said, let's go wake them up. They've just fallen asleep. Do you believe in the fullness of the Father? Not in what you can conceive in your mind. Not you wrestling. The carnal mind is enmity against God. It is not subject to the laws of God. Nor can it be. So your efforts are fruitless. But your faith is the evidence. God, I just trust you. I'm incapable and I know that. I'm not going to try any harder. I'm going to believe better. I just believe you. I believe you redeemed me. I believe you set me free. I believe the earth can't struggle against me anymore. And every word, and I came out of it, every word, every single word, it can't be halfway. Paul said, a two-souled man is unstable, the word says, in all his ways. Let not that person think I will receive anything of God. Not that God can't do it, but your earth is sterile. It's dead. It won't receive the seed. But when our conviction declares, I am the unrighteousness of man, but he is the righteousness of God, and he has made me as he is. That's who I am. It's as simple as it is finished. And the word says, the moment that he did, bodies, dead saints, got up, went out, and testified. The ground couldn't hold the dead. The earth lost all control. And to present day, the earth has no control. The only reason the earth fights you is because you have unbelief. You doubt God has given you all authority. I don't care what I see. I don't care what I hear. I don't care what people say. I don't care what pandemic comes into the earth. I don't care what government or leaders. It doesn't matter what anyone says. Jesus came and he said, I come in the fullness of the Father. He said, what I hear the Father say, I'm telling you. What I see the Father do, that's what I'm doing. And then he said, everything you've seen me do, everything you've heard me say, I want you to do it. And he said, but there's more. There's more. There's more. We haven't come to the end of time. We have come to the beginning of time. This isn't the end of the road. This is the dawn of a new day. God said, I will to do a new thing. You won't sow seed. You won't receive seed
if you think the soil is dead, if you think you are dead, you won't hear the word of God that says, I've made you free. You'll struggle. It's hard. I remember it being hard. I remember feeling like Paul. I don't do righteousness. Righteousness does me. I don't do better. He does me better. I don't try to make it happen. He strived against sin. He won. He set me free. He is the Lord of lords, the King of... I just believe he's not everything I need. I believe he's everything there is. You know, it can be depicted in a way, the caption can be that when Jesus died, heaven was excited. They thought they'd killed the Lord of glory, but that's not scriptural at all. That's not sound at all. It's not true at all. It's not right at all. Because death knew that it didn't take Jesus to the cross. Death knew Jesus took death to the cross. They didn't nail him. They couldn't let him go. Pilate's wife wanted to let him go. Pilate wanted to let him go. He said, I have the power to crucify you. I have the power to let him go. He lied. He didn't. Jesus said, you have no power over me at all. Not at all. This is the Savior we serve. But he came to save. He said, I'm the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And the man that says, I have the power to crucify him, these leaders that are declaring what is going to happen, ask the question, what is truth? Jesus said, me. I am the truth. I am the only way, not one of the ways. There is no other way. I am the way. I am the life. Your sins didn't nail him to the cross. He nailed your sins to the cross. Hell wasn't throwing a party because death didn't take him, and death knew it. No one had ever taken death to the grave. He didn't die because his body died. He died because he had to take death into the grave. He grabbed death and he took it to the grave. Finished. The redeemed by the blood of the Lamb will never die again. You fall asleep in faith, you will awake in resurrection power. That's who you really are. You cannot die. A believer may fall asleep, but a believer cannot die. That's what Jesus said. I believe in the fullness of what he said. He said, let's go wake him up. The body may fall asleep, but your soul can never die. Your spirit can never die. Your mind can never die when it is born of God. Because the word says that which is born of spirit is spirit. And you know you're not mostly human. When you're born again, you're mostly spirit. You're not only human, you're all spirit. That which is born of spirit is spirit. The earth can't fight you any longer, but you have to have the revelation. He didn't overcome only my sin. He overcame the earth that struggled against me. Adam, he said, because of you, the ground is going to fight against you. You're going to have to sweat to overcome it. Things will come out of it you don't want. Things will challenge you because I blessed the earth and I blessed you to dominate, to reign and rule. When Jesus left, he said, I've given you all power again over the earth. But you have to believe. See, everyone didn't get healed that touched Jesus. Those that believed, there were people thronging against him when the woman came up and touched the hem of his garment. But she said in herself, today this is going to happen. Today, today, today. That's why the word says, don't say about tomorrow. Don't put anything off for tomorrow. Say of the Lord, this is the day. This is the day of your freedom. The word of the Lord today is sown in the soil of your mind. Your soil is your soul, your mind. And today, if you will believe and doubt not in your heart, and you know how to stop doubting, realize it has nothing to do with your effort. It's not about works. It's not about pressing. It's not about trying. That's what's fighting you. The earth is struggling against you because you're trying to do your best. And I guess your best wasn't good enough. But it is by the blood that stained the soil of the earth that will never be removed that made the soil alive again. You're freed from Adam's curse. God said, I will bless you. I'll bless your land. I'll bless your cattle. I'll bless you. So when you feel blessed, you act blessed. When you feel blessed, you act blessed. You do. You're mean, you're nasty when you feel cursed. You're difficult to deal with when you feel unhappy. But when you're filled with joy, you're a different kind of person. When there's confidence on the inside, remember, he's greater on the inside than on the outside. Greater. Do that. Say, he's greater on the inside. You have to stand for just a second. You've been sitting too long. Greater on the inside. Say it. Say it. He's greater on the inside. Greater on the inside. Come on. It's like a seed. A seed is great, but it's greater when it's on the inside. Because then all the glory of the seed is manifest. But as long as it's on the outside, in a jar or in a package or on a shelf, even though all the power is there, you never see the glory of it. That's the earth today. The earth has fallen asleep. And the Spirit of the Lord is doing to us today what the glory of the Father did to the body of Jesus. It's waking you up. It's making you alive. See, Jesus couldn't die. He couldn't. That's why he had to take death to the grave. When they came up to him and they said, are you he? And he says, I am. The word says they fell to the ground. They didn't have power to come and take him. They couldn't capture him. Jesus couldn't die. The only reason man dies is because he sins. Jesus couldn't have died. Do you understand? There's no way he could have died. There's no way anyone could have killed him. That's why he said, no man takes my life. Actually said, no one takes it. No one takes it from me. No one. Because he can't. Because I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. That means I'm the way, in the way, and the light of the way. And I'm the truth. And the Father is true. And everything God intended is what I am about. And he never intended that man should die. And death came on every man because of sin. And Jesus said, I haven't committed any. There is no occasion of sin in him. He could not possibly have died. He could not possibly have been killed. But what he did is he took death, your death, my death, every death. He took all death to the grave. Don't fear you will die. You will never die. When Jesus did that, it did the same thing that it does to religious people today. It upsets them. But he said, you'll never die. And they said, that's how you say that. Our forefathers died. What are you saying? No. I'm about to go visit your forefathers. I'm about to bring them a message they've been waiting for a long, long time. You see, they died. But they died in faith. Which means their spirit and their mind still alive. And Jesus said, I'm going to go talk to them too. There are all these here, but there are some other ones. I'm going to go tell that it is finished. I'm going to tell them that the earth just belched up, threw up dead bodies, couldn't hold on to it anymore. Can't hold me. Can't keep me down. Can't hold me. Can't keep me down. Scriptures tell us that Jesus went into the heart of the earth. Hell had a visitor. And it was the first time hell had a visitor that it didn't send an invitation to.
Jesus was the first and only to go to hell without an invitation. Hell wasn't shouting and rejoicing because hell had nothing to do with it. Hell saw the earth lose its power. It saw tombs open, dead bodies coming out. Saw the minds of the redeemed, even the centurion saying, truly this was the Son of God. Consciousness were being cleansed and purged. People just looking at the Redeemer by the blood. Their minds became free. The earth couldn't hold on anymore. It lost all power. Because sin lost its authority in the earth. Death lost its authority in the earth. Jesus took your fear. He took your doubt. He took your sin. He took your death. He took your unbelief. He took your uncertainty. He nailed it to his cross. The men put it together. But he created it to nail your sin, your shame, your doubt, your fear. He nailed it to his cross. And the word says he triumphed victoriously in it all. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Glorious. He's victorious. He is Lord of all lords. He is King of kings. He is the Prince of perfect peace. Mighty God, in whom I trust, he is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. Greater is he who is in me. Greater is he who is in me. Come on, say it. Greater is he who is in me. He who is in the world, come on. Greater is he who is in me. He who is in the world, come on. Greater is he who is in me. He who is in the world, he is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. Come on, say it with me. He is Lord. He is Lord. There is confirmation, you can look it up yourself, that in the day of Jesus, a 6.3 earthquake took place. It rocked the world. And it happened twice. Because Jesus, when his blood touched the earth, when he declared, it's finished, and he's the only one that could have said that, it is done. You're free. And this is what you need to know. Trials aren't here to hurt you. They're here to prove you. And if you believe, only believe, there is no power but of God. So the word says, there is no power. Say it. There is no power. Stop praising sin and Satan. There is no power. Give God all the glory. Remember when the disciples said, we're excited because demons run when we mention your name. He said, of course they do. He said, don't rejoice because demons are subject to you. I know people do it all the time, but he told you not to. Jesus said, I've already seen him fall like lightning. He didn't fall to the earth with power. He fell to the earth powerless. It's your doubt, your unbelief that caused sin. And when sin entered in, death came into your mind. Your soil died. And the seed of the word couldn't bring life to you. You heard it, and you couldn't do it. But when the blood of Jesus touched the soil of the earth, when the Spirit of the living God touched the soil of the earth, the word says your earth, this vessel came alive. So now the seed that is sown in that soil. The earth can no longer contend against your promise, your blessing, your loved ones. You are the redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, whom the Son has made free, is free indeed. Do you believe that? Give the Lord a shout of praise. Give the Lord a shout. Come on. Give the Lord a shout.
can't hold me back, can't hold me down. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Can't hold me back, can't hold me down. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Say it, can't hold me back, can't hold me down. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. He's not a Lord. He is the Lord. He's not just the Lord with glory. He's the Lord of glory. Remember, everything he touches, he makes glorious. Every move of God is a symphony. It's orchestrated perfectly. It's a symphony of song. It's a symphony of praise. An orchestration of perfection, complete. Now you are complete in him, who is the authority over every power, every principality. Now we think of that as principalities in the air, as demons and devils, but he tells us what they are. You can take your seat, but do it excitedly. There you go, Steve. And Timothy. The word says it's your imagination. He said you imagine vain things. What vain things? Well, that evil's after me. Well, that I can't do it. Well, I remember what I did, and I remember where I was. And Paul said, the only way I could move forward, he said, I had to forget who I was and what I could and couldn't do. And all I did is I pressed forward for the mark, the prize. There's a prize for you. There's a prize for you. Now they said to Jesus, they said, about this prize, about this kingdom. They said, show it to us. And he said, don't wait for it. He said, don't wait for it. And don't go looking for it. He said, the kingdom of God is in you. So when they asked him how to pray, he said, pray that the kingdom of God would be manifest in the earth. What earth do you think he was talking about? In me, this earth. Your kingdom be manifest. It's as easy because it is finished as receiving him, not as a Lord, not as a work almost done, not as you have to do your part. He did your part. You couldn't do your part and your part be good enough. He did your part. He did my part. He did every part. He owed us nothing, and he gave us everything. Nothing took him. I don't serve a Lord that came and that men took and nailed to a cross. I serve a Lord that took men to the cross. The God I serve was all authority and all power at all times. And Jesus wasn't in the tomb. Now he was everywhere. He's always been. He was there in the beginning. He was there during the fall. He knew. The word says he knew from the beginning that he would come and redeem you because God had a plan. And his plan was, I want them to trust me. They're going to know that they can't do it, and that's okay, because it's going to be confirmed. The word says the law came that sin could become exceedingly sinful. In other words, you'd see how bad sin was, and you could see the difference between sin and God, how great God is. You know that you couldn't do it, so you'd be 100% reliant upon God. 100%. They came to John one day, and they said, Jesus is baptizing like you are. And he said, what should we do? He said, he must increase, I must decrease. And the word says, you can't do anything except God give it to you. So if you think it non-productive, if you think yourself lazy because you're not putting your sweat and tears into it, don't compete with Jesus. He put his sweat, he put his blood into it. Just receive Jesus. When you believe, when the word says the consciousness that you fought against, the principalities was your own mind. It says, bringing every thought, every idea, every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, talking to you. It said, bring that into captivity. And when you've done that, then you can walk in the dominion God has given you in the earth. Everything will bless you. Everything will bless you. Everything will bless you. Every step you take, The steps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. Every step I take is ordered of God. Every move I make is ordered of God. Every time I see something moving in a different direction, I want to push it and say, let it go. When I see something come my way, I want to embrace it. Because the Word said, seek first the kingdom. Seek first. Remember that? Not later, not when you've done the best you can do. Don't do until you sought the kingdom. David's great power with God is even though he won great battles, he'd always seek the Lord. What do I do now? What do I do next? What about now? What about this time? The battle really isn't ours. It really isn't. None of the battle is yours. You're not a great overcomer because you just are a great overcomer. We overcame them by the word of our testimony. Who is Jesus? And the blood of the Lamb. What did that have to do with me? Nothing. Everything to do with Him. My testimony is my faith in God and the blood of the Lamb. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. The earth wants to bless you today. The Word says it's travailing, saying, can someone wake up and command me? Can someone believe that I want to bless them? Can someone believe? I need somebody to take control over me. See, the earth wrestles against itself when the unrighteous are not in charge. God has given us dominion. When Jesus was in dominion, the tree obeyed Him. The waters obeyed Him. Whatever He said obeyed Him. Everything surrendered to Him. We don't have anything to wait for, y'all. Some generation is going to wake up and say, we have it all, y'all. I'm not looking anywhere for the kingdom. I'm going to begin by the confession of my mouth, just like I did when I got saved. Jesus, you are Lord in me. Today we have generations that are so inundated with information. So many people don't know how to deal with issues, common issues, because they're followers. You can pull up any information about anything or anyone you want to know at any time. I'd venture to say some people may know more about people they've never met than they do about the Savior that delivered them. Can tell you who married who divorced who got the pot of gold. How many points they made? How many points they lost? Sorry, Robert. But that information is not about us. We're a generation that worships technology and information, but when it comes to walking in power, the nations are lost, solely dependent on information. Information. Our intelligence is information. We need revelation. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the empowering of the Spirit of God. We need to know how to think. We need to know how to discern. We need to know why the earth is here. We need to stop walking around waiting for some other Messiah to come. He has come. He is risen. He is Lord to the glory of God. He sent you the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. He has empowered you. He has given you authority and dominion over all the earth. There's nothing to wait for. It's time to wake up. We should never again let a word come out of our mouth about evil or devils or demons trying to do anything. The devil's trying to stop me. If you're serving Christ, he doesn't even have your address. He can't stop you. He can't run as fast as you do. You run the race of faith. He has nothing to say about you. But we hear as much about him in the church as we do about Jesus. And Jesus said, don't even consider him. Set your mind on things above. You don't overcome what's his name because you fight against him. Jesus did that. If you were going to do it, you'd have done it a long time ago. Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. All you law keepers, you know you can't keep it. You know your righteousness is filthy rags in the sight of God. You need Jesus. He's the only way. You can't justify yourself. He circumcised your flesh. And when he went into the heart of the earth, when his blood touched the soil of the earth, it soaked deep down into the heart of the earth. And Jesus said, he went down and he said, Abraham, Isaac, listen, all y'all in paradise, it's time to come out. And the word says he led captivity captive. Hell wasn't shouting. There was no party being thrown. No one was going, we did it. No, because they knew they didn't do anything. First time hell had ever been taken captive. First time death had ever been taken to the cross. First time doubt had ever been nailed. First time. Grave couldn't hold him because the grave didn't take him. He took the grave. And that's the truth. That's the Lord God that you serve. He may have fallen to the wayside. He may have taken a couple roads. But you know what? Your purpose doesn't change. The spirit of your purpose is as spotless as it was the day Jesus called out your name. And you know what? We've all heard his voice. Anyone in the house saved? Let me see your hand. Then you've heard the voice of God. You've heard the voice of God. If you were born again, you have heard the voice of God. You can go, go ahead and do the, somebody give me a, You've heard the voice of God. See, when I heard that, when I heard that for the first time, I didn't go, oh. I went, I have heard the voice of God. And it made me believe I can hear the voice of God. You know why I know? Because the word says you can't be saved unless I call you. I have to call your name. I have to call your name. See, this spiritual dynamic, this spiritual world is so far beyond religion. Religion is sickening. It's weak. It's putrid. It builds upon its own praise and it works out its salvation. But Jesus worked out mine. Dominion, authority, full reign, full rule. It's time to reap your reward. The earth, the word says, is groaning and travailing, waiting for the sons of God to stand up and say, this is mine. God has given me the earth. He's given me dominion. He's made this happen. He's given me life and power. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, I owe nothing to no one but to love. God will take care of your debt. He'll take care of your fear. He'll take care of your doubt. He'll take care of your pain. He picked it all up and took it to the cross. That's why when they said, are you he? He said, I am. And they just fell. You have no power over me at all. None. Hell never had a visitor without an invitation until Jesus came. And the word says he led captivity captive. Can you imagine? For the first time, praise going on in hell. It was a prophetic word. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He restores my soul. See Jesus in here anyway? Anywhere? He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. The Father is with me always because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My cup runs over. The Lord anointed him with the oil of gladness above his fellows. Only goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Spirit of the Lord is calling to you to believe you are that generation. Peter was the guy in his generation because he said, I'm the guy in my generation. Elijah was the guy in his generation because he said, I'm the guy in my generation. Woman with issue of blood was a woman in her generation because she says, today, I am today, 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 today. This is the day God has made. Right here, right now. This is where it happens. Greater is God that is in you than anything in the world. Now the world is subject to you. What will you do? What will you do? What will you do? Will you sing the praises of darkness, sing the praises of a pandemic, sing the praises of evil rulers, evil leaders, or will you sing praises of God? Will you declare the righteousness of His word for real and just don't stop? Will you believe whom the Son has made free is free indeed? Will you believe He's given me all things that pertain to life and godliness? And then remember what Paul said, don't contradict yourself. Stay the course of your praise. Glorify and worship your God. He gave His body for you. He gave it. He said, this is for you. And here's my blood. I'm pouring it out. This is for you. And it's not on the outside. It's on the inside. He's greater on the inside than on the outside. This is a day of revelation. This is the hour of transformation. This is the year of the Lord and His favor. If you believe that, give the Lord a shout of praise this morning. We're going to receive communion in the house today. And if you're viewing and you'd like to join us, we would love you to. I'll give you just a minute. Run to your refrigerator, grab some juice, a cracker, whatever you have, and let's partake together. I love this season. I love this time. And I have to say, you all look beautiful. You look amazing. You look wonderful. Thank you for dressing up to come to the house of the Lord. In whatever you have, or whatever you dressed up in, whatever your best was, isn't it good? And I was really glad when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord. Aw, go on. No, I mean go on. Thankful for my beautiful wife. Thankful for my daughters. Thankful for my friends. I'm thankful for you. I love you, and I know I do, because His love is in me. God is love. He doesn't just love. He's all the love there is. He really is God, y'all. He's God. Jesus really is the Lord of glory. He's all time at all times. He's a Prince of Peace. He's a sweet-smelling rose. He's a fragrance of Sharon. He's a brightness, a morning star. He's the everlasting one. He's the Lord of your joy. He's the God of favor. He's the Redeemer, the Counselor, Mighty God. He is the one that's ever present with you. He's the joy in your heart, the peace in your mind. God's going to keep you. And I prophesy blessing over this house. I prophesy blessing and strength and health and healing. Every single thing that the blood of Jesus afforded us. Everything. Everything. It's not here, let's wait on it. It's here, let's live in it. And this is that season. As we receive communion, we literally do what we call here in the house, pulling on heaven. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. So it is. And He said, whatever you release from the earth, pretty interesting. He said, whatever you release from the earth is released from the heavens. In other words, the only way it's coming down, and that's the will of the Father. He created a place called earth so man could walk in dominion through obedience to God and obedience to God alone. Jesus said, I made it easy. Come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. He said, learn of me. Learn of me. My yoke is easy, my burden's light. There's revelation for you today. There's transformation for you today. For real. For real, real. I want you to pray with me like the first time. I like to pray all the time like it's the first time I ask Jesus to come into my heart or to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I like to do that. Not that I need confirmation. I just like remembering what it feels like. And I'm so thankful. Regardless whether you've heard it once or 100 times, regardless of where you've been or who you are or how you've done, you don't have to go backwards and fix it in order to move forwards and love it. You just love Him. Just receive Him. It's never too late until you keep saying it's too late. This is the day. Would you pray with me? Jesus, thank You for Your love. Thank You for shedding Your blood on the cross, for nailing my sins, my doubt, my shortcomings, my failures, my distrust, my unbelief. Thank You for nailing it to Your cross. I receive the gift. Not by my good doings, by my deeds, by my righteousness, but by Yours. You're so Lord, You can change me. Change me now, I pray. Forgive my sins. I receive Your sacrifice as the forgiveness for my sin. Jesus, be Lord of my life. Fill me with the Holy Spirit and give me revelation. Help me to know You more. Help me to know You better. In Your mighty name, Jesus, Lord and Savior, the Christ, the Son of the living God, in Your name I pray. Jesus. You prayed, you obeyed the Word, you believe in your heart, you're born again. Believe into it. Believe into it. Believe into it. And this is Jesus sitting with His disciples. And He's giving His body. Saying literally, I want you to take this in as You're taking Me in. I'm living on the inside of you now. And it's your faith that determines how powerfully you walk. And here's the great thing. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, it doesn't matter. Faith is a gift from God. And it's all the same size. It's faith of God, in God, through you, to God. And we believe. And He took the bread, and when He'd given thanks, He broke it and gave it to them. And Father, we give You praise, and we thank You for Your body. Saying, this is My body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of Me. Shall we eat together? And likewise the cup after they had eaten, saying, this cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in My blood. Shall we drink together? Shall we stand together? Lift your hands together. Praise together. Let's pull on heaven together. Jesus, Lord of glory, we thank You for Your blood. We thank You for Your perfect, complete gift. We thank You that we bear the benefit of all You did. It will never end. and we grow in the knowledge of who you are and the power of who you've made us to be. And for it, we give you praise. And we pray, great God of heaven, hear, O heavens, give ear, O earth, for the Lord God has spoken. You said your kingdom is in our hands, it's in our grasp. And whatever we release from heaven, from the earth, is released from heaven. And right now, in the name of Jesus, we just release the glory of God. We pray for a great awakening to righteousness. We pray, Father, that every seed sown, as you declared, the kingdom of God is like a seed sown. And the seed sown is the word of God. Let that word penetrate the soil, the soul of every person that has an ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to us. We believe you, Father, for the infilling of the Holy Spirit, the power and the wisdom of who you are and who you are in us. We are planted. We are the seeds of the future. We are the called out by the prophets. We are the foretold by the blood of the Lamb. I pray for an awakening in the minds of your people today. I pray for a resurrection power in every spirit and every mind to walk in the fullness of the glory of God. In the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, we pray. And Lord, we give you thanks. We love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name. And everyone shouted. Everyone shouted. The altar is open for your worship. Come before the Lord. Bring an offering, he says. He said, come before me and worship me. Honor the Lord. And I would encourage you to sow a seed today in the soil of this word. How great is God. How much he loves you. How good he is. I bless the Lord at all times. I bless the Lord at all times. I bless him 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 at all times. I can't keep his praise out of my mouth. I can't keep his praise out of my mouth. This is the greatest season of your lives. Give the Lord a shout. Come on.
Oh, hallelujah. He lives, he lives. Sing with me.
Come on.
He lives. All honor and power are his. All glory forever. Amen. Jesus, sing again. He lives. All honor and power are his. All glory forever.
Sing the bridge with me. You took all our shame, left it in the grave. We are forgiven.
Hallelujah, Lord. For you took all our shame, left it in the grave. We're forgiven. We're forgiven. The work forever done, only by the blood. It is finished. Oh, it is finished. You took all our shame. Oh, you took all our shame and left it in the grave. We're forgiven. Oh, we're forgiven. Praise you, Lord. For the work forever He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive.
Oh. Give the Lord a shout of praise this morning. Hallelujah. God bless you, brother. Thank you. There's never been a day quite like this one. Remember, it didn't just show up. It didn't happen just because the earth's spinning. It happened because Jesus says it's going to happen. He made this day. He honored you in this day. It's so obvious to me that something's going on in this body. God's doing a work, a real work in the earth. People, there's a boldness, there's a confidence, there's a revelation. It's just driving you like never before. You know, you ever run to catch your flight? It's like, it feels like that. It's just like, guys, come on. Get on board. Get on board. You're limitless. You're limitless. We look, we think, we talk about all he did. You know, maybe you've watched a theatrical play or a show or something. And you just went, wow. Yeah, wow. He did it for the love of God in you. He did it for the love of God in you. Let's not take it lightly. It's time to get crazy in the earth. Take dominion. Stop the waiting. He is risen. Prophesy. Prophesy the events of the Lord. Prophesy the seasons of the time that is at hand. That's all God wants you to do. Prophesy and believe. You can't help but obey him. Believe that, and you will. I can't help but obey him. He took dominion over me. When his blood touched the soil, he took dominion over my heart. All I have to do is believe. He took dominion over my mind. My mind is free. I'm not the same anymore. In a moment's time, in the twinkling of an eye, he liberates you. This is that day. There'll never be another day. The only day it's ever going to happen is today. There isn't another one. There isn't a yesterday. There isn't a tomorrow. There's only a today. Today. And when the sun rises again, it's not going to be tomorrow. It's going to be today. Today, this is the day. Stand with me, please. Father, we give you praise for the gift and the giver, the seed and the sower. And we just call upon heaven. We pull on heaven again today. We release the blessing, the favor of the Lord that's already predestined for us, the increase of the living God, the abundance of his word, his will, and his purpose. And we just declare this is a day of feasting. Chris, this is a day of feasting. Nothing. The waiting time is over. Steve, the waiting season is over. Jen, there's nothing to wait for. We're walking in it. Deep waters. Anton, the abundance, the waves that cannot crash over you but cause you to ride them. Ride them high and say, I've never even done this before. How can I do this? That's the sea you're on. Jerry, a time where the word of the Lord pours out of you and you say, I wasn't educated to do what I'm doing. I was anointed to do what I'm doing. Alexi, the day you say, this is the beginning of my life, the Lord has given me a leg to stand on. May the Spirit of the living God restore that leg like before. In the name of the Lord of hosts. Believe in your heart. Great overwhelming peace of God shadow you, keep you, cover you, lead you, guide you, fill you, empower you. It's not another moment. There is no tomorrow. There's only today. So That's why Jesus said, this is the day. The Lord says, this is the day. This is it. Why would you wait for the greatest thing to happen? You ever been excited about something happening? You just couldn't wait? Like it's going to happen Monday or it's going to happen Tuesday? And you just, anyone ever been excited? Has anyone ever been excited? Thank God. Feel that. Be excited. I'm excited about dinner today. My wife's an incredible cook. And I'm excited. And my appetite is running high and my mouth is watering the more I think and talk about it. But I really am so far beyond excited about Jesus. His blood touched my soil. It touched my ancestors. It touched my forefathers. It touched me. It touched you. This changed us. He couldn't die. He had to take death to the grave, though, so you couldn't die. And he did it. And it is finished. And I'm so thankful to him for it. And I love him so much. And I praise him. And I worship him. And I thank him. There's never been a season like this. Never. This is the dawn of a brand new moment, a brand new age. You're here. Why not believe? This is it. This is it. This is it. This is it. Mighty God. The word of the Lord is being released in you and poured out through you. Aiden, you're going to preach the gospel, man. You're going to preach the gospel. Yeah, you're going to preach the gospel. The word of the Lord is going to flow out of you. You watch. You can feel something's going on inside of you. Even right now, God's doing something on the inside of you. It's changing even your ideas of everything. Even almost just about everything you've ever learned. God's doing a work in you and he's going to pour out of you. All you have to do is say yes. And the fear of what if will never bother you again. And as a matter of fact, you're going to go to sleep. You're going to be able to sleep like you haven't slept before. And you're going to wake up with this peace because whatever you've heard that has troubled you is not true. God is for you and nothing can be against you. But the blessing of the Lord rest on you and God pour out of you like never before. You can't go back and you don't have to. It's time to move forward like never before. God is with you. The Lord has anointed you. This is the hour of the Lord. Give God praise. Timothy, I'm telling you, if you'll love God with every fiber of your being, not even what you've learned from anybody, have a passion for God. Let that be the driving force on the inside of you. God will turn your world upside down. You're going to be doing something amazing and different than you imagined if you will just get hungry like never before. Talk about him. Think about him. The courage you look for will come up on the inside of you. You'll have words, an answer for every question in your mind and every question that is coming at you, and all indecision will leave you. You'll be the man of peace that you want to be, and what you're afraid of inside won't have dominion over you. You'll have peace that you couldn't imagine, and God will speak through you and the heavens will listen. Get hungry. Stay hungry. God picked you out of a season, out of a time. He called you out. Before you were in your mother's womb, he called you out. You don't get that and just do. You get that because God's going to do through you. Just believe. Not of might, not of power, not your effort. If you do that, Timothy, you won't fail. You won't fail. You won't fail. And the pain you stuff down inside, it'll evaporate. And the joy of the Lord will fill you. You'll be a witness to your mom, to your dad, to your brother. It's the dawn of a new day of righteous friends coming your way. This is a new season. God's going to use you. He'll speak through you. He'll sing through you. And heaven will listen. And people will be in awe. Just seek Him. Love Him. Greatest season of your life. Father, we praise You. Love and worship You. You know when God's speaking, because only God can move the hearts of His people. Your heart, your mind is your soil. And as long as it's fertile by the blood of Jesus, if you believe Him, it is. Every word that He's sown is going to grow in you, and God will be glorified. What a season. Unlike any other. What a day unlike any other. Terry, you've been taken out, not to stand at the side, but to stand beside. Listen, and God make it clear. You're a girder. You're a strength. When you walk beside people, there's a strength that emanates from you. You're nothing but praise to God. You're nothing, but that's everything. Just praise to God. Walk in that day. You've said, if I could only, I could do so much if I could only get in, if I could only get here, if I could only get there. You have nothing to do except stand there and praise God. Stand where you're supposed to stand in love. The invitations will come. And the favor of the Lord will shroud you. It's a season unlike any other. God, we praise You for the dawn of Your light on us, for the wisdom of Your Spirit that flows through us. Jen, I have to call this out. There is the spirit of a teacher on the inside of you. To share the Word of God, it's going to change people's lives. You have hidden treasures. It's never been explored before. You just put yourself in that position. Not the effort, not the past, not literally even the screaming, the shouting, the fatigue of your mind, the stress on your nerves and your body, not that. But just surrender to the spoken Word of God that's in you. People will literally fall on their knees before your teaching and get saved. From the closest to you to those you've never met. You're not in this world to be taught. You're in this world to teach. This is the greatest season of your lives. God, we give You praise. We so love You, Lord. We so worship You. Jesus, You are all. You know all. You're above all. Of You, through You, and to You are all things. You're not all we need. You're all there is. Exceeding, abundant, and above all we could even imagine to ask. Be glorified in Your people, Lord. In Jesus' name. And everybody shout it. Blessed, happy Resurrection Sunday. This is the greatest season of your lives. You are dismissed. Go out with the prophetic. Shout! The Lord is after you. He's pursuing you. No doubt it's true. Favor of the Lord is after you. He's pursuing you. No doubt it's true. Favor of the Lord is after me. He's pursuing me. It's plain to see.